The Lord be with you. Good morning. It is Friday, June 6, 724 Central Time. It is time to start your day with the Word of God in prayer. It is time for His time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. We've got all that. We've got the Word of God and prayer to start your day. We'll read our Psalm and New Testament reading here in just a little bit. And also, we're going to chat in just a few minutes with our friends from St. Paul's Lutheran School, the Honor Society, the National Junior Honor Society members, about some projects they've been working on. We're going to talk with them here in just a few minutes. During the 8 o'clock hour, we'll study the daily lectionary with the Reverend David Nairns from Trinity Lutheran Church in Norman, Oklahoma. Today, we're going to get into Luke chapter 20 this morning. Our psalm for today is Psalm 78, verses 9 through 16. The Ephraimites, armed with the bow, turned back on the day of battle. They did not keep God's covenant, but refused to walk according to His law. They forgot His works and the wonders that He had shown them. In the sight of their fathers He performed wonders, in the land of Egypt, in the fields of Zoan. He divided the sea and let them pass through it, and made the waters stand like a heap. In the daytime He led them with a cloud, and all the night with a fiery light. He split rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink abundantly as from the deep. He made streams come out of the rock and caused waters to flow down like rivers. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our New Testament reading for this morning is from Luke chapter 20, verses 19 through 44, which we'll study during the 8 o'clock hour. The scribes and the chief priests sought to lay hands on Jesus at that very hour, for they perceived that He had told His parable against them, but they feared the people. So they watched Him and sent spies who pretended to be sincere, that they might catch Him in something He said, so as to deliver Him up to the authority and jurisdiction of the governor. So they asked Him, "Teacher, we know that You speak and teach rightly and show no partiality, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful for us to give tribute to Caesar or not?" But He perceived their craftiness and said to them, "Show me a denarius. Whose likeness and inscription does it have?" They said, "Caesar's." He said to them, "Then render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's." And they were not able in the presence of the people to catch Him in what He said, but marveling at His answer, they became silent. There came to Him some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, and they asked Him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children, and the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife." And Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot die any more, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now He is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to Him." Then some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, You have spoken well," for they no longer dared to ask Him any question. But He said to them, "How can they say that the Christ is David's son? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.' David thus calls Him Lord, so how is He his son?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with our friends from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri. So stick around for that conversation right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri, was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is By the Way. No doubt you've seen some of the many ads for investment services, each encouraging investing for the future. So a little ad I saw recently caught my attention. It was practically the opposite message. It said, in effect, don't worry so much about the future. You don't owe your children or the next generation anything. You've earned it, so spend it and enjoy it. Actually, many of us will probably not have a significant financial inheritance to leave to the next generation. Still, we can leave a rich inheritance when we leave our children with great memories of childhood, values that endure, good habits, concern for others, and a strong faith in Jesus Christ, a faith they learned early on at home. What a treasured inheritance to pass on. This is By the Way.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is 7:30 Central Time here on Friday, June 6th, in the studios at the International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And it's a fun day here in the studio. We were just talking before during the break that it's kind of like National Lutheran Schools Week all over again here. We get to talk with more students from Lutheran School. Yesterday, we got to talk with David Garcia from Emmanuel Lutheran School in Brandon, Florida, about his exciting trip to the National History Bee. And today, we have students from St. Paul's Lutheran School, National Junior Honor Society, right here in De Pere, Missouri, not too far down the road. So joining me in studio today, we have a couple of students and teachers as well. Denise Rice serves as the sponsor for the National Junior Honor Society at St. Paul's Lutheran School. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you for inviting us.
I guess the students know you as Ms. Rice.
Yes, they do.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for being here today. Also joining us in studio today, some of our students and also officers for the National Junior Honor Society. We have Lily Burson. Good morning, Lily.
Good morning.
What office do you hold in the National Junior Honor Society?
I am National Junior Honor Society President.
President. Now, your service, your time as president is coming to a close, I guess, now the school year is over and you have plans. You're going on to high school next year, right?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. What high school are you going to?
Lutheran High School North.
Very good. And we get to talk with students from Lutheran High School North and some of the faculty from there once in a while. We get to talk with them this year during National Lutheran Schools Week. So what an exciting time. School year's over, summer's here. We're going to talk about what you did this school year, though, in just a moment. Also joining us in studio this morning, Sarah Armbrust. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
And Sarah, you also served as an officer for the National Junior Honor Society at St. Paul's Lutheran School. What was your office?
I am the vice president.
Vice president. So we've got the leaders here from the National Junior Honor Society at St. Paul's. Tell us about what is the National Junior Honor Society? What is the Honor Society at St. Paul's Lutheran School? Lily, you want to tell us what it's about? What do you do as members of the National Junior Honor Society?
Well, as members of the Honor Society, we do a lot of service projects.
What are some of the things? So you do service projects, okay? And Sarah, what are some of the service projects that you all have worked on in the past year?
We have baked cookies for the De Pere public safety officers.
Uh-huh.
And we've made doggy chew toys for the animal shelter in St. Louis.
Now, how do you make doggy chew toys?
We take a blanket and we cut it up and braid it into strands.
Very
and
cool.
It's like a braided toy for the dogs to chew on and play with.
And you baked cookies for the public service officers right there in De Pere.
Mm-hmm.
And one other big project, it sounds like, that you guys have been working on for some time now. What was that, Lily?
We did a walkathon to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House in West County so that we could buy them new ovens.
And what does, Denise, what does the Ronald McDonald House do? Some of our listeners might be familiar with what they do. What kind of service do they provide?
The Ronald McDonald House is
There are three in the St. Louis area, just so that you know. But what they do is they provide places for families to live while their children are in the hospitals. And they take people in at a moment's notice. Mm-hmm. We've been in the house before and seen three families walk in and say, we need a place to stay. We can't afford a hotel. And they charge a minimal amount, $5 a night, for the people to stay. And a lot of times people can't even afford that because of the cost of health care. And so due to generous donations from the people all over St. Louis, if they can't afford it, then it's waived.
And so the West County, the Ronald McDonald House in West County, is that is it adjacent to a hospital?
It's right by St. John's Mercy Medical Hospital, but you don't have to be at that particular hospital. They'll take people no matter what if there's people at children at Shriners. And it's not just a mother or a father. They actually they have a room that they live in. They're given in their own bathrooms, and they take in children as well. Yeah, the siblings can be there. And that's how we ended up starting our relationship with the Ronald McDonald House, actually.
And so how did you get connected with it again?
So 3 years ago, there was a child that was being treated for cancer, and he was from Wyoming. And Alex's little brother was at the house with his parents, and he had nowhere to go to school. And there was a family from our church that was serving dinner. And they noticed this little boy, and they said, why don't you send him to our school right down the street, because we literally are 3 miles away. And so they called the school, and we enrolled the sibling, and our parents adopted this child and made sure they picked him up in the morning. They took him back to the Ronald McDonald House at night, and the children noticed what was happening, and they said, we'd like to serve dinner there. And that's how we actually began our relationship, was just by cooking dinner.
And so, Lily, did you go and cook dinner there?
That was 3 years ago.
Okay.
I was just starting in National Junior Honor Society.
Gotcha.
So.
Very good. And so over the last year, you all have been working to raise money for them to purchase a new stove for the Ronald McDonald House. And you said you did a walkathon. Were there other things that you did as well? Or was that the main fundraiser that you did?
That was the main fundraiser. Mm-hmm.
So, what goes into organizing a walkathon? Did you all organize it?
We kind of helped come up with some of the ideas, but Mrs. Rice did a lot of the planning and put a lot of work into it.
Was this when did the walkathon happen?
In April.
In April, during the day or in the evening? How many people did you get there?
Well, it was after school, and we had 29 NJHS members, 20 students, 2 alumni, 14 parents, and 7 teachers.
Wow. Some good statistics you got there, huh? Take great notes. Good job. So you raised, Sarah, what was the total amount that you ended up raising?
Our goal was $1,800 to buy 2 stoves, but instead we raised a total of $6,301, which was enough for 3 stoves and hoods, plus some extra money for extra items.
So you were able to replace 3 stoves in the Ronald McDonald House, so you were able to help out. Think of how many families that would help by replacing 3 stoves there so that they can have some time together as a family to relax and recuperate after probably long days spending at the hospital, talking about medical tests and things like that. Spending some time relaxing around a good meal is really important. Now, have either of you been over to the Ronald McDonald House?
Yes, I have.
We have both been there to serve meals with the NJHS, and yeah.
Now, what were some of the meals that you served? Did you do the cooking?
Yes.
Yeah?
When I was there, we made meatloaf and cupcakes and baked potatoes one of the times.
I was there, we made enchiladas and tacos.
Now, what's your specialty? It sounds like you like making tacos, enchiladas, Mexican food sounds like your specialty. Is that what you like to do?
Yeah.
Very good. So you spent some time there at the Ronald McDonald House. What were some of the things that you saw while you were there? Obviously, you were in the kitchen, but did you get to visit with the families? while you were there too?
I personally didn't talk to very many of the families, but you got to see them like mm-hmm. while they were eating and when they'd come through the kitchen. Yeah.
Very good. Why is it, Denise, why is it important to take advantage of opportunities like this to serve in the community?
Well, first off, St. Paul's motto is developing caring servant leaders. And one of the things we try to do at our school is to teach the children that they should follow in Christ's way mm-hmm. and that they should serve others. And we don't believe in just internal service. We really do believe in external service. So the Honor Society really does a number of projects each year. We meet every month and we have a service project every time. But we believe in going beyond that, and we believe in serving beyond just our meetings, which is why we actually, one of the reasons we adopted Ronald McDonald House. And we just believe that you should live a life of service, and that the teachers model it, and the students see that, and so they naturally just pick up on it.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, we're talking with our friends, students and faculty from St. Paul Lutheran School here in De Pere, Missouri, about their projects with the National Junior Honor Society right here in the St. Louis area. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue the conversation. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Of the topics covered on Law and Gospel this week, one of them was the fact that Jesus is appearing in every passage of the Bible. The other one was stewardship. Perhaps you'd like to talk about either one of those on Open Mic Friday, which is the very next broadcast.
Weekday mornings beginning at 9:30 on KFUO.
My name is Rebecca. After fleeing Sudan and spending years in a refugee camp, Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service placed me with a foster family in the U.S. I couldn't have survived without a home, friends, and community to embrace me. Every refugee needs help on their journey. Nobody can do it on their own. For 75 years, LIRS has transformed over 500,000 lives through ministries of mercy and justice. Go to lirs.org/KIT to join us and work with refugees like me to brighter tomorrows.
Listening to Worldwide KFUO on the go with your smartphone doesn't mean you have to walk around with earbuds all day. You can Bluetooth across the room to a speaker system in your home or listen on radios that have built-in smartphone cradles. There are many easy ways to listen to WorldwideKFUO.org on the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the clear gospel message of Christ crucified for our sins. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Help in time of need. The Holy Spirit is God, the life giver, who draws us to Jesus Christ, who opens our hearts to faith in Him for our salvation. Jesus sent a helper to humanity because even believing in Him was beyond our power and capability.
Pastor Gregory Seltz, this week on The Lutheran Hour.
Sundays at 12:30 and 5 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
To His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, June 6th, 7:43 Central Time. We're talking with our friends, faculty, staff, and also a parent from St. Paul's Lutheran School in De Pere, Missouri, about the National Junior Honor Society there and some of the service projects that they've been working on. Most recently, one of the biggest projects, helping out at the Ronald McDonald House, serving families in need who have a child who is receiving services and care at a hospital here in the St. Louis area. St. Louis has some really great hospitals, and as you mentioned earlier, Denise, you know, people come from all over. You mentioned a family here from Wyoming. People come to St. Louis from all over to receive care, especially children receive a lot of medical care here in the St. Louis area because of the outstanding hospitals that we have. So something like the Ronald McDonald House can really be a great service to people. As you were as students, as you were serving in the Ronald McDonald House, and you got to one, see the stoves, the money raised for the stoves and put in the Ronald McDonald House, but also to get to cook and serve meals there. Is there anything that you learned from your experience by serving others? Is there anything that that you think was really valuable about that experience, Sarah?
Well, I learned that a little help can go a long way, mm-hmm. and your small amount of service can really help someone out and just make them smile.
Lily?
I learned some of the same things as Sarah did. It's, especially with the littler kids, they're very appreciative of what we've done. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to see them be so happy.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. Now, joining us also in studio, Robin Armbrust is also not only a teacher at St. Paul's Lutheran School, but also happens to be a mom as well. It just happens to be Sarah's mom, right?
Yes.
Now, Robin, thanks so much for coming and visiting with us this morning. As you get to see both sides of this, as a parent and as a teacher, as a parent, what value do you see in service opportunities like this, service learning, as we might call it, or service projects, things like that? What value do you see in that?
Well, I have really appreciated the opportunity that our students have had to not only hear the words of Christ and learn and grow in their faith, but also to be able to live out their faith and to share Jesus's love and Jesus's mercy and his good news with those around them and those in our community with their actions. And it just is a wonderful opportunity for them to work and to serve and to live as young Christian men and women through what they get to do at St. Paul's.
Now, with the Ronald McDonald House being in such close proximity, as Denise mentioned earlier, it's nice to be able to serve right in your own backyard. Are there, Denise, are there other opportunities that the National Junior Honor Society might, that they've been involved in? The students mentioned serving the local officers, as well as the dog chew toys for an animal shelter as well. What are some of the other service projects?
There are many projects that the children have done. One of the things was after the Joplin tornadoes mm-hmm. hit, our children came to me one morning and said, we would like to have a book drive to replace books for the libraries that were devastated. Mm. And we collected them. My biggest worry was, how do you ship that many books?
Right.
And three of our parents loaded their children into their cars along with all the books we collected and drove them down.
Wow.
So that their children could see what happened and also the fruits of the collection. We have also done a toy book and game collection for Children's Hospital, and that came about because of some children noticing that there were people that were children in the hospital from our congregation, and they wanted to support that. We write letters to currently deployed and wounded warriors through Operation Gratitude, which mm-hmm. is based in California. We go and we play bingo at Merrimack Bluffs. We do things with Bethesda Thrift Shop. We've done many, many, many different things each month. And one of my favorites is that we have also done Build-A-Bears.
Tell us about, ladies, were you involved in the Build-A-Bear project as well?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
We all have about $20 and we go down to Build-A-Bear and we all make a bear, and then we take them down to Ronald McDonald House, and the bears are distributed to the siblings staying in Ronald McDonald House, and it's a lot of fun.
So you got to pick out the bear or animal. You got to pick it out and help build it and then go deliver it to a guest staying at the Ronald McDonald House. Sarah, what did you like about that project?
I thought it was fun because we not only made the bear, but we also got to dress it up. And so we got to give our children an outfit to put with it so they could dress it up and play with it.
I recently had my first experience at the Build-A-Bear workshop as well with our son at a birthday party. And it is a lot of fun. You get to choose a character, choose an animal, usually a bear, but they had some other animals as well. Now, can you tell us about the ones that you chose? And who, did you get to actually give it directly to a child?
We did not give them directly to mm-hmm. the children, but I have made a cow with a cowboy hat. It was really cute.
Sarah, what did you make?
I made bears both times, but I put them in pajamas and I think a cardinal's outfit.
Oh, yeah. Very good. So you've had these opportunities to serve. Any others, the Build-A-Bear workshop, any others that were really memorable for you during your time? Were you in National Junior Honor Society 2 or 3 years? How many years were you involved in the Honor Society?
3.
3 years. So what was your favorite project out of all of the things that you did?
Well, my favorites are cooking at mm-hmm. Ronald McDonald House and the Build-A-Bears. Those have always been very fun. So
very good. Sarah?
One of the ones that stood out for me lately was the witness cards we made for prisoners and Illinois penitentiaries. We cut out greeting cards mm-hmm. and we cut crosses out of them and wrote a Bible verse on the back. And I thought that was neat because they were going to be used as a bookmark for a Bible that was given to them. So I thought that was a great way to witness and to serve.
Very cool. Very cool. So do you have hopes of joining the Honor Society, National Honor Society, once you're in high school, going to Lutheran High School North and Lutheran High School South? Do you have hopes of joining the Honor Society there as well, Sarah?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Denise? Yeah.
I do want to say that one of the reasons we were able to raise so much money was that we partnered with Wheat Ridge. Mm-hmm. And what they did was they came and they spoke to the principals here in St. Louis about an awesome way to raise money. And so what our parents did was, and our children, they contacted people and they donated online. And then the money was matched by the Lutheran Foundation here in St. Louis. So it's due to the generosity of the Lutheran Foundation that we were able to actually have such a large check in the end.
So partnerships really are key.
Yes.
And building those relationships, those partnerships are key in successful fundraising and service projects.
Right. And we really appreciate that Wheat Ridge put us in touch with the Lutheran Foundation mm-hmm. and their willingness to match that, because our, our funds doubled due to that. And that's why we're able to replace all 3 of the stoves instead of just 1.
That's really exciting.
Yes,
that's pretty
it was.
Neat.
Every morning, the children would say, "How far are we? How far are we?" So I would put up the crowd raising funds site on my smart board and show them where we were.
As teachers, how important was it for the students to have a part in deciding on and in coming up with the ideas for these service projects, to see the need and to develop those ideas?
The very first meeting each year is a meeting where we discuss what they would like to do and mm-hmm. How to fulfill that. And when they first said that they wanted to replace a stove, my first reaction was, there is no way that's going to happen because I don't know how we're going to raise that money. But then we also had agreed as a faculty that we wanted to focus on wellness this year with our children. And so then they said, well, can't we do a walk-a-thon? And it just kind of moves from there. So the children often have, they see things mm-hmm. and they knew the stoves weren't working there. They were experiencing food not being cooked as quickly as it should. Mm-hmm. And so, it really came from them. And those, it builds them for years to come. It shows them that their ideas are not bad.
Robin?
Yes, and it really... It's a neat opportunity for them to be leaders and to be involved in the organizing and to take charge and then to see the project through. And again, as a parent, I really have valued that opportunity for Sarah and all of our students to be able to lead in that way and to go into their high schools with that experience and that confidence and using those gifts that God's given them, hands-on.
And when they said that I did most of the organizing, I kind of laugh because the reality of it is I didn't. What they don't realize, Sarah made the comment about little things. And all I said was, okay, we need to determine who's going to speak each day on the intercom to promote this, or who's going to make the poster, or who's going to do this. Mm-hmm. And then in the meeting, Lily and Sarah helped determine that. And, you know, they got the kids to volunteer. And they each did their own job. I never once looked at an announcement or anything. They really all did little things that built up to a big event that did some wonderful things for the community.
What did you gain from your leadership experience in National Junior Honor Society? Do you feel like you've learned, you've gained some skills that will help you when you go on from here on to high school and beyond?
Yes, I feel like National Junior Honor Society has helped me become a very strong leader. So I'm comfortable leading, and that'll be really nice for when I'm in high school so that I'm ready for whatever I have to do.
Sarah, how do you think National Junior Honor Society has helped prepare you for the future?
I've learned to kind of take charge and to share your ideas, because they might as well work if they're good enough, and to kind of put yourself out there and kind of share everything that comes to your mind, because, yeah.
You can take ideas and try them. If they don't work, then you put them aside for another time. But if they do, great. And it sounds like you've used some of these great ideas to serve in our community, to serve our neighbors. You've seen the smiles from the little children and ways that it's helped out in the community. Well, it's encouraging to hear this, to hear as a parent myself. It's encouraging to hear teachers and students taking advantage of opportunities to serve in our community as a learning experience as well. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's not just our Honor Society kids do a lot, but our school mm-hmm. in the Developing Caring Servant Leaders does a lot as well. And our school choir goes out and performs around the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And we collect for his kids, and we do the stream team. We actually monitor for the state of Missouri, the water quality for a number of places around the area.
Wow.
We have faith families. There's so much that our school does, and our Honor Society children help lead that. But our children who aren't in lead as well. And service is just so important, and the children are given an extra opportunity to serve outside of what we usually do within our school. And I think that's the biggest blessing of Honor Society, is that they can take the other things we do within our school mm-hmm. and they can build on that and just serve at more places.
Very good. So as parents, as teachers, as students, it sounds like you really have enjoyed the opportunity to serve. You've gained a lot from it. And not only have you gained something from it, but certainly our community as well. Any projects coming up this year that you want to share that you can give us coming up in the coming year, or maybe not quite yet?
Well, we are already scheduled to serve 8 times at the Ronald McDonald House next year, but with stoves that work, so that makes me feel better. But yesterday we were presented with a peanut butter project that we are probably going to adopt as something we do within the Honor Society. And within our school, the faculty is still discussing which things we believe we're going to support, but our one chapel, we're going to support the Wittenberg Project.
Oh, very
neat. Chapel offerings this year. Mm-hmm. We're very excited about that.
And for those who aren't familiar with the Wittenberg Project, what is the Wittenberg Project?
They are trying to open up a building in mm-hmm. Wittenberg to help support Lutheran education and other Lutheran items. And the missionary there is Dave Mosman, who mm-hmm. is a member of St. Paul's. But that is not the reason we're supporting it. We are supporting it because Synod has just put out the Project 500, I believe it's called, and they're asking for $500 from congregations and schools, and we are going to support that.
Outstanding. It's great to, and that goes back to the partnerships that you were talking about
exactly.
earlier, working together with brothers and sisters in Christ, and even with our neighbors in the community to serve one another. Mm-hmm. Well, I have enjoyed the conversation. I know I've learned a lot, and hopefully our listeners have as well. Thank you all for being our guests in studio today. Robin Armbrust, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
And Denise Rice, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Sarah Armbrust. Thanks for being here. And Lily Burrison, thanks for being our guest here on His Time.
Thank you so much.
It's great to talk with you all. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily lectionary. So stick around for that right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.